L. Patrick Gray, who was acting director of the FBI during Watergate, has died. Gray was implicated in the Watergate cover-up and was never confirmed as FBI chief. Just before his death, Gray was shocked to learn that his deputy at the time was Deep Throat. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Louis Patrick Gray III was a Navy man, a veteran of the Second World War and Korea. His political career began rather suddenly after Richard Nixon's election in 1968. He was nominated as acting head of the FBI in 1972, just before the Watergate break-in. L. Patrick Gray's son, Edward Gray, says Nixon wanted to regain control of the Bureau after the death of J. Edgar Hoover.
And it was a fair assumption by anybody involved that the man that he would appoint when he got that a chance was going to be one of his loyalists.
But Edward Gray says his father was not an insider. He describes L. Patrick Gray as an honorable man who was swallowed up by the intrigue of the Watergate burglary and cover-up. Top White House aides gave Gray documents from the safe of E. Howard Hunt, one of the Watergate plumbers who'd been linked to the burglars. Gray was told to destroy the documents, and he did. The papers had nothing to do with Watergate, but Gray admitted at his confirmation hearing that he made a huge mistake when he burned them.
That the documents were not in fact Watergate evidence, while legally significant, does not lessen my present belief that I permitted myself to be used to perform a mere political chore.
That act helped cement Gray's reputation as being complicit in the cover-up. Meanwhile, the White House decided that Gray had told Congress too much. Gray was cut off, and his nomination as permanent FBI director was withdrawn. Political scientist Jim Riddlesberger of Texas Christian University says that's the irony of L. Patrick Gray's story.
It seems that he was really trying to do a just job for both sides and, of course, ended up being seen as weak by the Nixon administration and as corrupt by opponents of Nixon.
Gray returned to private law practice, bitter over his turbulent 11-month stint as acting FBI director. But he was destined to feel burned again. Weeks ago, Mark Felt, Gray's number two at the Bureau, admitted he was Deep Throat and had leaked information about Watergate to Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward. Gray said the White House asked him repeatedly to fire Felt for suspected leaks. Weeks before his death, Gray told ABC the revelation was like being hit with a sledgehammer.
And I felt totally at a loss as to understand why he did not come to me and tell me what his problems were.
Felt described himself as bitter that Gray was nominated to head the FBI while Felt, a career agent, was passed over. It turned out to be a job that haunted L. Patrick Gray all his life. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.